This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have talked about our dream and our vision that God has placed in our hearts, and how God can use this dream and use this vision to edify His Word and to edify things in our life to where we can bring people to salvation and to know the love of Jesus Christ. And we have been talking about last week when we were together about treasures of our heart. Because we remember the heart and mind are intricately related. And that is why the Bible says what's in your heart determines your actions and the words coming out of your mouth. If an individual's heart is filled with negative thoughts, hatred, anger, jealousy, fear, worry, and the big old word, pride, bitterness, and strife, then you and I both know that's exactly what's going to come out of your mouth. Because what is in your heart, your mouth spews out. If we have all these negative things, have all these bad things in our heart, then that's how we're going to speak, and that's how we're going to talk. And I'd kind of like to talk a little bit more on taming our tongue. We could use our tongue to glorify people. We can use our tongue to uplift people. And we can also use our tongue to tear people down, to hurt people, to destroy people. A lot of times we don't realize that we're saying words that would hurt. We're realizing that we're saying or going and running people down without really realizing that we're doing it. But it all goes back to what is in our heart. If we have the love of the Father in our heart, then what's going to come out of our mouth? The love for each and every individual, because we will use the love of God that's in our heart that will flow out of our mouths. And I would like to talk a little bit about changing your course. You can change the entire course of your life by bringing your tongue under the control of the Holy Spirit. If you are living in discouragement, failure, or defeat in any area of your life, you can change this by correcting your speech, by restraining your tongue from negative words, and by speaking words of life, blessing, and faith. Even to yourself, you can always say, oh, I'm not worth nothing. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't be successful. Well, I can't make that happen. What are they? They are negative words come out of your mouth. What does that mean? Them negative thoughts and everything are in your mind and in your heart. So you are spewing that garbage out of your mouth, because that's what's in your heart. God requires you to discipline your tongue and bring it under the control of the Holy Spirit. This does not happen automatically. Oh, how we wish it did, but it don't. You are commanded in Psalms 34:13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Even King Solomon warned us in Ecclesiastes 5:6, do not allow your mouth to cause your body to sin. Even the Apostle Peter told us in 1 Peter 3:10, whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. Like King David, you must purpose in your heart that you will not sin with your mouth. David told us in Psalm 17:3, I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. And he also told us in Psalms 39:1, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. The word keep is translated from a Hebrew word which means to guard or to protect. You must guard your tongue and keep close watch over the words you speak. You must restrain your tongue and refuse to yield to the flesh by speaking evil, vain, or idle words. You must be vigilant to guard your tongue. Be alert for any sign that the enemy is using your words to sin against God. And that's where we fail. We all should always guard our mouth. Always think of what we're going to say, how we're going to act, and the words that we're going to spew out before we let our mouth and tongue loose and spew that garbage. Do not let Satan control your tongue and use it to destroy you. Remember that each time you criticize, backbite, gossip, lie, slander, or spread discord, you are yielding your tongue to Satan. Paul told us in Ephesians 4:29, 31, and 32, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever to come out of your mouth, but only such words and speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give God grace and favor to those who hear it. Paul said you are to speak what is fitting and blessings to others. Analyze your words today. Are you using foul, negative, demeaning words? Are you speaking evil, telling dirty jokes, and using profanity? What kind of testimony are the words of your mouth to those around you who are lost in sin? And let me tell you, the people watch what you say. They watch how you say. They watch the words that's coming out of your mouth. And yes, they do judge you for the words that you say. So we have always got to be on our guard and always keep the word of God in our heart, that we do not spill this kind of language and this kind of garbage out of our mouth. Determine to speak only what is good and beneficial, words that are wholesome and fitting to the need or the occasion. You have the power to change the course of your entire life by controlling your tongue. You can speak words of praise even for yourself, and you can speak words that will destroy you and destroy others. As you well know, you can been, I'm sure someone has gotten an argument with you or got mad at you or got cross with you and said some words that cut you and hurt you worse than if they had just slapped you or hit you. The words will last forever. They will cut your heart, and they will cut your heart deep. And them are things that you never forget. So think about it before you speak. Think about it before you're going to run somebody down. Think about it before you say something that you know is negative. And then pray. Tell the Holy Spirit to take control of your thoughts. Take control of your heart. That way you speak praise out of your mouth. Because what is in your heart is what's going to spew forth out of your mouth. Let's guard this constantly, where God will be with us. And God will take control of our tongue and use it for a blessing to others and a blessing to God. Because we cannot use our tongue to sing praise and to praise God and then turn around and just curse people and tear down people. And because when you do that, you are tearing down and you are cursing God. So you can't have both come out of your mouth. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege and an honor it is to come before your throne in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the insights that you have given to us on what's in our heart that will come out of our mouth. Father, I pray that we will fill our hearts with love, fill our hearts with your word, and Father, turn our hearts over to the Holy Spirit, that Father, that when we open our mouth to speak, it will be words of praise, words of lifting, and that will help others and encourage others. Father, help us to turn our tongue over to the Holy Spirit, that he can use it and for his glory and for your glory, that we can edify your word, that we can lift people up and not tear them down. Father, help us to use our tongue for your edification, I pray. Touch each one of us that are listening to this and help us to always be conscious of what we say and how we say it and the words that we speak, even about ourselves. Father, touch us and help us, I ask you, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us on today's teaching, Changing Your Course. Join us next week as Paul teaches, Snaring Yourself. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. Paul wants to hear from you if you're enjoying his teaching. You can email him, paul@myltbc.org. Again, that's paul@myltbc.org. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.